Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We left off in the previous episode in 1 Samuel 24, where Saul had covered his feet. Okay, he had covered his feet. Remember that? So what happened was that Saul's pursuing David. David's hiding from him. Saul goes into a cave, and then, what am I reading here? New American Standard. It says to relieve himself. And so the actual Hebrew means to cover his feet. He dropped his drawers here, folks. Okay. And so it sort of gives you an idea of what he's up to. David and his men, they were in the inner recesses of this cave. Now, 600 men, so it must have been a pretty large cave, right? They're in there. Now, I want you to give heed here to what happens. I'm not sure how far we'll go, but I think we'll get into the gist of it here. Because this has so much to say to us, okay? Aside from the fact that it's an interesting story, a somewhat humorous story, but boy, there's some profound truths right here that just cut to each one of our hearts if we'd pay attention. So let me pick it up in verse 4. 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 4. The men of David said to him, so who is this? These are David's men. So now they're talking to him. You're inside a cave. So they must have been some distance away from him. They could see Saul over there. They could see what he's doing, okay? But some of the men are about to say something to David. So, of course, they would have been whispering. But if you've ever been in a cave, you know the amplification of sound within one. So now the men said to him, behold, this is the day of which the Lord said to you. So listen to what they're doing. It's easier to see it when you read it. But this is the men saying to David, hey, behold, this is the day which the Lord said to you. And now they're quoting what the Lord said to David. Here's what the Lord said. Behold, I'm about to give your enemy into your hand, and you shall do to him as it seems good to you. So the men are quoting the word of the Lord to David, and they're saying, here is the day. This is the moment that the Lord was speaking of. Then David arose and cut off the edge of Saul's robe secretly. What? So just get the picture right here. Here is Saul. He's covered. Okay, he's covering his feet. His robe, I believe what it is here, the robe would have been the outer garment, right? I believe he took off his coat, placed his coat, his robe off to the side, then went over a little bit and was going about his business. David now arises and goes and cuts off the edge of Saul's robe secretly. So Saul didn't hear it. He didn't see it. Saul's going about his business. David's men were trying to get David to go over and kill him. He could have easily killed him. Could have walked right up there and killed him and nobody would have known. But he didn't do it. He cut off the edge of his robe. And then it says, secretly. So Saul didn't know it. Verse 5. It came about afterward. After what? After he cut off the edge of Saul's robe, it came about that David's conscience bothered him because he had cut off the edge of Saul's robe. And that word right there, conscience, is literally translated, David's heart struck him. His heart bothered him that he'd cut off the edge of Saul's robe. So what's going on here? Why did his heart bother him? Well, let's back up a little bit. David's men knew what the Lord had told David, which tells us what? That David had told these men that the Lord had told him that a time was coming when he was going to give his enemy into his hands. And then that David would be free to do with that enemy as it seems good to him. He had told his men that. Now the men are saying, hey, here is the day. This is your opportunity. This is the one that's been pursuing you. This is your enemy that's tried to kill you more than a dozen times. Here he is. This is the day. But David knew it wasn't quite right. He knew something wasn't there, and we're going to see what it is in just a moment, okay? And so what David did, he arose, instead of killing him, he just cut off a corner of his robe. He dissed him, okay? He just went up there and did that. Saul didn't even know it, though. He didn't know it. But David had something in mind right here. But even that act bothered David because he disrespected Saul. Even that act, his heart struck him, and it bothered him. So David comes back in verse 6, and he says this. He said to his men, "Far be it from me, because of the Lord, that I should do this thing to my Lord, the Lord's anointed, to stretch out my hand against him, since he is the Lord's anointed." See, Saul had been anointed by the Lord. Saul had been chosen by the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord has now left Saul because Saul walked in rebellion against the Lord, didn't do what the Lord told him to do. And the Lord said, "Okay, I'll hand you over to yourself." And he did. But David still honored Saul as his Lord. He was still the king. See, David was anointed king and was anointed king for, we don't know exactly how long, but let's just say basically around 15 years before he actually ascended to the throne. And Saul was the one who was the king, and he was the Lord's anointed. But now he's the Lord's anointed without the power and the presence of the Lord. We're going to see how that ends in chapter 28. And David says, "I'm not going to be the one to reach out my hand against him. He's the Lord's anointed. He's in the hand of the Lord. Yeah, the Lord told me my enemy would come against him, and I would do with him as I choose to do. Right now, I choose to do nothing." Look what it says. It says, "You shall do to him as it seems good to you." As it seems good to you. David chose to do good to Saul. He didn't kill him. Okay, he chose to do that. So in this way, verse 7 says this, David persuaded his men with these words and did not allow them to rise up against Saul. David could have given the signal, and the three mighty men could have got up and gone over and just killed Saul instantly. And David would have ascended to the throne. Everybody would have been happy. But he didn't do it. This is so hard for us sometimes because we want to, in the name of God, take in our own hands the promises of God to fulfill the things that God has promised to us, but to fulfill them in the wrong way. David was waiting upon the Lord. So he persuaded the men like this, and he didn't allow them to rise up against Saul, and Saul rose and left the cave and went on his way. That's how verse 7 is. This example, this passage gets so perverted. I've seen it so many ways. Let me just close with this. I've seen church leadership that sit there and they rattle and prattle on and on. "You can't touch God's anointed. You're not supposed to touch God's anointed." And they're talking about themselves. Okay? Well, no, that's a perversion of this. I've also seen other church leadership where they come along and they won't deal with a problem with leadership because they say, "Well, you can't touch God's anointed. They're anointed by God." I got news for you, folks. Every true believer is anointed by God. And what you see as believers is that we are to walk in humility and deference and love and forbearance with one another. We are to do so equally with one another. Yeah, there's various roles, there's various callings, there's various giftedness. We see that in the scripture. But people come along and pervert this. Those in leadership will say, "Oh, you can't. No, I'm the anointed, so you have to listen to me." But then you'll come along other people that totally deny any of this, and they attack their leadership. Or they'll come along, and they won't deal with the problem of leadership because they'll say, "Oh, well, they're anointed of God." You know, that little milquetoast type of thing. All of those are in error. What you see right here is a man whose heart is after God and whose heart was pierced because of this little act that he did. We'll see more about this act next time. Hey, again, I'm Dale. Thank you. I'll see you then. Goodbye.